The Zanderson Pens podcast, episode 351 for Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
So, this last weekend, Lisa and I went to the outlet mall, got out, got some fresh air, just hit a couple of spots, and, you know, there were a couple stores, like the Nike store had, like, people lined up.
Yep.
It was crazy, right?
Right.
Did you hear what happened at the Lego store?
No.
People were lined up for blocks.
Okay.
I got the thumbs up. I got the thumbs up from Justin. So.
All right, great. Before we forget, first things first, sign up for the back in stock. Trust me on this. We are only getting a few.
A few, yes.
I mean, nobody's get. They only made... The numbers are smaller and smaller.
Yes.
951.
Yes.
And what we're talking about is the new, just announced Retro 51 Under the Radar. The newest.
What is it?
Under the Radar.
Okay, what is it?
It's stealthy.
Yeah, what is it?
You read it.
It's the Under the Radar, which is the SR-71 Blackbird. It's a cool pen.
Yes.
It's really, really cool. And of course,
You had me going there for a
minute. I know, right?
Didn't you read it? You just showed it to me.
So, as it always goes, you can ask for whatever you want to, and then they tell you what you're getting. So,
yeah.
It's never as many as you want. Never, ever. Yeah.
So, do the back in stock, because as soon as they come in, they will go out and they will be gone. Yeah. They'll be gone that first day. Brian may take one.
I'm on the fence, so we'll see. Okay. I like this one. I do like this one.
Okay.
So I have right of first pick.
Yes, you do. That's fine. So we have a number of things to talk about. Right?
Yeah.
And so just like last week, we talked about Lamy. One of those things that's just kind of a staple. Always there, always reliable, comes in a ton of colors. And we don't talk about it all that much, I guess, because maybe we think we don't need to because everybody knows about Lamy. And same thing with Twisby. And so we've got a selection to show you of the Twisby, the Go in clear and the Ecos.
This is just a fun pen.
The Go?
The Go clear. It's got this huge spring and it's just really a cool, simple plunge it down, fill it up. That appeals to my sense of one-handed filling systems.
Okay.
It's neat.
So the Go comes in clear, smoke, and blue.
I think you could successfully toss these things around and they would never, never get beaten up. They're just really... Today, Twisby Go, tomorrow, Anamiki.
Okay. No. And then the Ecos.
Yeah, and these are super cheap.
Yes.
$18.99.
So, the Ecos come in a zillion different colors, sort of like the Lamy, except, in my opinion, these are kind of cooler.
These are cooler. So this is the one I like here.
I thought you liked the purple.
I do like the purple. There's only a few left of those, actually.
Could be yours.
I know.
Father's Day's coming.
No, I got other ideas for that.
I already got you.
You did. Transparent blue is pretty, though, isn't it? It's really a lovely color. What do you got? You've got green, blossom red, purple.
Yep. What's the beauty of these?
They're piston fillers.
And how much are they?
They're under $25.
Are you sure?
How much are they? I don't know. $29.99. $39.99. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz today.
This is just fun. Tons of different colors, but the best part is it's a piston filler. I'm just going to skip right over that.
I think you should.
I am. You've also got black, a little more subdued if you're not into woo colors.
They hold a ton of ink, though.
That's crazy.
I mean,
so we have those in. Some of the colors are limited. Some of them...
nice orange, transparent
orange.
That goes real well with the red Twisby logo on the top. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
But, great for a knock around pen.
So, Cool. What else we got from Twisby?
Twisby, we have ink. You know, I love ink.
This is a huge, huge
box. This is a cool bottle.
Look at this. So the box is kind of artsy. Huh?
At first, when I opened the box, I thought that they had leaked. I was like, oh no. Then it occurred to me.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
What is this here?
So you have a very big...
It's frosted.
Yeah, frosted bottle. These are what, 70 mil?
Yeah.
I should put my glasses on. 70 mil. Really nicely done.
I'm going to open this up.
Love the top.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes... This is so cool.
The built-in little reservoir.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like that's going to hold a lot of ink.
It is.
I like that. This bottle... You know, I've always loved frosted bottles. Sailor did the Storia bottle, and they did a special one for their Rialto anniversary that was frosted. I always loved the frosted
these are
look.
Cool.
And these are, it's a classy bottle, too. It's heavy.
It is.
It's thick glass.
It's got a nice base. It's not going to tip around.
And that's nice.
Oh,
you
look
got the
at this.
Twisby logo on the bottom.
On the bottom?
Yep.
Very cool feature.
Just like Twisby
Very
to think
cool.
this out.
Yep.
Even the packaging is great. There's
really
a little spot in the styrofoam for the inkwell here.
And then you've got the top, similar to how the inkwell bottles are packaged. You've got styrofoam on the bottom, the bottle in the middle, and then styrofoam on the top.
So you got a bunch of colors.
Yes.
Can you name one?
I can.
Black.
Black. Blue. Black. Sapphire blue, midnight blue, and red.
Great.
Could you?
I just did. All right. Next up, we'll mention just back in Franklin Christoph pen cases. And I forgot to bring one today, but I do have my trusty. This is my trusty 12 pen envelope. We have them in ones, twos, threes, and sixes.
13?
13, yes. I had like 9 hours of sleep. I don't know what's going on. Yes, but...
We don't carry these.
We don't carry these, but this is the same
style
same thing.
As the six.
Yeah. And, you know, they're just great. I've had this for...
What do you have in there? I
had this for a long time.
You have
I don't have anything in there.
Let's see what we
no,
have.
No. They're really super nice cases. They're durable. They're going to last you a lifetime. Get out of there. Look in there. I love them. The design is great.
Yes.
Everything about them is great.
It's really a sturdy leather.
Yep.
So you've got protection, but it's not too stiff, which is what I hate when you've got a...
It's nice if you don't want, you know, if you don't want a print or it's just a beautiful, beautiful case. And
typical of Franklin Christoph. Very classic, very elegant.
Yeah, I've had mine for years. I don't ever expect to get rid of it because it's just such a...
Because you have too many pens.
Anyway, moving right along. So those are available 1, 2,
yes.
3, and 6 penvelope in black and in nice dark brown.
Well, 1, 2, 3 come in a flap over.
Yes.
And then the 6 is a penvelope like that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Next up.
Japanese paper.
Hello. Konnichiwa.
Oh,
we have, I fired up today. We have all of the, you mentioned last week our paper supplier.
Back open.
Is back open. And it all came in last week. We've got the Apica, the Mariamon, Tomoe, A4, A5, 68, dot.
Cream, white,
the whole shebang. What did I miss? Apica.
Midori,
we didn't. Grefiel is the only one that seems to.
They had one.
Yeah. They weren't available. One. But all the rest of the stuff, back in stock.
Lovely to have back.
Yeah, it's great. So you can look for that. And while we're talking about Tomoe.
We talked about this last week, I believe, the Endless Recorder notebook. It's the leatherette binding, and then you've got the Tomoe inside with the 68 gram paper.
Yeah, 692 pages,
16 perforated.
Yeah.
All of them come with the turquoise elastic closure. There's a pocket on the back cover. They come in a blue, green, black, and red.
Nice. And they come with a cute little bag.
Oh, yeah. All of them come in a linen bag,
so.
Which is nice.
Also, this last week, actually, just yesterday... ProGear Slim Minis, First batch came in, went out.
Yep.
Back in stock now, all colors.
Including the mustard?
The mustard, yes. Thank you for clarification. Mustard's coming soon.
Yes.
Should be this week.
Yes.
So it's coming sooner than expected. So Pro Gear Slim Mini, 14 karat nibs, medium fine.
Some of those colors are cool.
Yeah, they're great.
I kind of like
great.
A couple.
Coming soon.
Speaking of coming soon, I don't even know where to start.
I'm going to start right at the top of the list.
Okay.
The 2020.
Maybe you shouldn't be.
Vanishing
so
Point Limited Edition has been announced.
Yes.
Black Lynx.
If you liked the Guilloche from 2016 and you like stealth pens,
Did it again.
If a stealth and a Guilloche had a baby, that would be it. Black Lynx is basically the Guilloche from 2016, only without the white. It's stealthy.
Yep.
Very cool.
All black. It's a crosshatch, kind of a crosshatch pattern.
Yep.
I'm definitely getting one, and I have to have one to go with the other one.
Oh.
So, those are coming soon. Usually it's in the September time frame, but if you're interested for that, any of this coming soon stuff, you can sign up for back in stock.
Absolutely.
The
Estee Sparkle. If you love sparkle, this is cool.
It's a brilliant, brilliant looking
really,
pen.
This is really, really pretty. This is based on the Estee Oversize, so it is a bigger pen.
It's a bigger pen.
Keep that in mind.
Yep.
Montana Sapphire,
right?
Which is absolutely gorgeous. Montana Sapphire is actually kind of a turquoisey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tanzanite is kind of a medium deep blue, and Garnet is really pretty.
That's
red.
The winner. I think Garnet's the winner.
Yep.
I like that one a lot.
So these are really, really pretty.
So very limited production. I think they had enough rod stock to make about 150 of each color. Yep. So those are available on all the standard SD nibs, extra fine, medium, broad, and the new Gina Journaler nib.
For a $50 upcharge.
Yeah, there's a upcharge on that nib. So
also coming soon, the Penlux Masterpiece Grande.
8 different colors.
Yes. Can you name them?
No. I only can name the two that I want.
There's the Koi, totally off the top of my head, the Koi Blue and White, mm-hmm. the Koi Black and White,
yep.
Cloudy Bay.
Okay.
I'm stuck now.
There's a lot of nice colors.
There's a green.
They're super. The big thing is they're King of Pen size.
Yes.
Piston fillers. Did I mention piston fillers? Steel nib, they start about $176. So that's right. You know, the same price, yes, maybe you're paying for a gold nib pen, but you're getting an oversized
yes.
with a piston and
yes.
a really cool material.
These are great.
So I think they're going to be very popular. Like I say, they're hard to pick because they're so nice. So I think I'm gonna pick two. I know I have a friend who's going to pick a couple. Serious.
You know that the point of a business is
they're
to make
testers,
a profit,
so
right?
They come in fine, medium, and 1.1 stub options, and Yovo nibs, and they're going to be fantastic.
Okay.
So we're going to have testers at the store.
So you're going to keep those in the store?
Absolutely. I'll get three. Because the blue swirl looks nice too.
Yes. So. All right.
Anyway,
what else
we got? Vintage. Yes, I almost forgot about that. I have 20 pens in front of me.
What did you have in your coffee this morning?
Nothing.
You need to share.
I got up. I ran to the store. Came back. Got me motivated. So this week's vintage that wasn't supposed to happen happened. Much to the chagrin of most of the creative staff. Because that's usually how it goes. But a real nice selection this week. It's a smaller selection, but Esterbrook.
Pastels. Gotta love pastels.
Nurse pens. Thanks to all you medical folks out there. Nurse pens that are a little bit different from the pastel. Standard Esterbrooks. And a real cool...
One of these things is not like the other.
Osmoroid 65 lever filler. And we're going to have some additional nibs, including two three-tined music nibs, a B3 and the B4. All the nibs are either italic or stubs or something. There's no normalcy on those nibs. There's two italics, two musics, and I forget what the third one is, a big stub or something, like a 1.5 stub. So, cool stuff for vintage this week. It's going to be all fairly reasonable.
When is it not?
It's never not reasonable. These things are awesome, and they look new, don't they? They're just.
You can't have them.
I kept one actually. Oh, so my God. This is a true story. I'm going to tell this story. So I had another pen in the tray that I was going to sell, and as I usually do, Lisa comes over and says, "Well, here's we want to see what I did this week." You know. I'm showing her off the progress, and this one's a really cool dollar pen. It has this cool cap, and she goes, I said, I've never seen it before. It could be a prototype. And she says, oh, well, you're not keeping that for the book? I'm like, done. So, yes, I did keep one. She told me to keep a pen.
I did not tell you.
You instructed me. All right. So, vintage this Friday. Mailer goes out at 9:30. Yes, they do go pretty quickly.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because every week we get people who email and they're cranky because they got the email, they opened it up after lunch, and anything and everything they wanted is gone. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
These go quickly. These are all one-off.
There will be more.
There will be more vintage down the road, but maybe not that specific thing and that specific combination. So if you're interested, definitely sign up for the mailing list. But then when you see it come out...
Jump on it. You have to jump on it.
If you're in a meeting, just run into the bathroom. Just go do whatever you need to do.
Sorry, boss.
Excuse me. I'll be right back. You know, run in the hallway, buy the pen, snag it. But they do go fast. And
would you have done that as a teacher? You're in the classroom teaching and you get the notice on your phone. Sorry, kids. Hang on. Read page 25 and then run out and...
No, I would just make them read and just do it right up there at the podium. They couldn't see me.
All right. Anyway. Ding. Yeah. So if you see something you like, you need to jump on it. I'm actually pretty out of pastels now.
I would never have been reading my email if I was teaching.
No. But...
But in between classes, all bets are off.
These may be some of the last pastels we have. We've sold everyone that we have, and anything that's left is parts. So there's not much left in the pastel territory. So
what does that mean? Grab them before they're gone.
So I think that's it for this week. That's a lot of stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What happens? Yeah, what happens this weekend?
I am leaving the house.
Besides that.
I don't know.
We're just going to say happy birthday to our daughter who turns 25 on Saturday the 13th.
She's not going to watch this. Yes, happy
birthday. No, but you know what? 25.
It is like, a big deal. It's a big deal.
So the kids are now going to be 25 and 26. They survived.
I'm going to be halfway over there.
I know.
I can go see her.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, yes, happy birthday, Linz. So.
Wow. And...
I can't take it anymore. What am I supposed to know? What did I do wrong? The tree fell in the forest.
We celebrated a major milestone this week. On the 7th of June, my kids and I moved to Wisconsin 11 years ago. So there you go.
Yeah, and you faked me out the entire trip.
You know, Garrett and I were going to sit outside in the driveway the other night waiting for you to come back.
Anyway.
So, a lot of milestones this month.
So that's it for this week, I think. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, updates on the store, openings, closings, whatever.
Appleton is still Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 2, closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Chicago is still closed.
Still closed.
So make sure to join the mailing list on the bottom of every page on the website, and like the video and subscribe to this channel.
There you go.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.